Hello, my name's Mary English, and in this session today we're going to work to help you with constipation. Currently, there's no consensus as to what exactly causes constipation, although we know that high levels of stress can sometimes bring it on, and symptoms tend to flare up during times of higher than normal stress. This is why regular deep rest and relaxation is going to be so good for you. How, you may ask, would stress bring about or worsen constipation? Well, your stress response is basically there to keep you safe. Stress is there to get us running off from or fighting off a predator. That's really why you evolved to get stressed. Keep safe and alert. In the first couple of seconds after you perceive a threat, even before you consciously noticed it, your adrenal glands produce adrenaline. This sets off your fight or flight response, and this is sometimes called the panic or stress response. During this time, certain things in the body are switched on, so to speak, such as sweating, quicker breathing, accelerated heart rate, and so forth. But what also happens is that certain functions in your body that are not essential to short-term survival also get switched off. For example, the sex drive stops functioning if you're extremely frightened. A person certainly doesn't need to be sexually excited when running from a lion. The stress response also causes your immune system to be sidelined. After all, you don't need to be fighting tiny germs when you may have bigger or more immediate task of fighting off that lion. This is why people under long-term stress tend to get more physically ill. And of course, the digestive system practically shuts down altogether during times of high stress. You don't need to be eating a hamburger when running from a hungry lion. Eating is a long-term survival function. Running away is to do with immediate survival. So, one response in this case, digestion, gets switched off in favour of another, running. Under stress, it only takes 2 minutes for your adrenal glands to produce something called cortisol, which is a long-term stress hormone. And if you feel stressed for hours, days, weeks, or even months, your adrenals will continually sideline digestion. So what was an adaptive response, switching off non-essential functions for short-term survival, becomes maladaptive as immune system, sex drive and digestion become dampened down over long stretches of time. When you relax deeply, you counteract all of this. Your immune system works better and your stomach and digestion begins to get the oxygen and blood it needs in order to work better. Deep relaxation is the antidote to ongoing stress. So now you can just close your eyes. That's good. And just really begin to notice that somehow, as I continue to speak, and even during the pauses, you can start and continue to relax deeper all the while, as you rest and relax. And in your mind, you can just get the sense of a beautiful colour. It can be any colour at all, it really doesn't matter. And whatever that colour is, even if it keeps changing from one moment to the next, just get the sense in your mind of starting to merge or step into that colour of rest and peace. And as you do that, you can just relax even more serenely, getting the sense of that colour drifting about you, allowing you to rest and relax deeper and more completely. And in your mind, you can just get the sense right now of any old tensions in your body starting to lift and drift like a grey mist just flowing out from your arms, leaving them so clear and comfortable from the tips of your fingers to your shoulders. That's good. And in a few moments, just notice those old tensions as they drift away from the legs, leaving them feeling so clear and relaxed in such a wonderful way. Notice the thighs just starting to be awash with deep, calm and comfort. Good. And notice the muscles in the backs of the legs resting and relaxing, and the fibres of the calves and muscles resting and relaxing. That's it. And the knees and the shins all resting and relaxing so deeply. That's good. And notice tension, almost seeing it now in your mind as a mist, just leaving the muscles of your torso and your neck and shoulders, and notice the relaxation sweep into these areas, soothing and bringing deep rest. And the soles of your feet can have just an intense sense of calm and comfort right now. That's good. And just get that sense of deep calm and rest right now. Going deeper and deeper into relaxation. You know that your whole gastrointestinal system is simply a muscular tube which is coiled round and round inside your body. Various parts of this tube have various purposes, just like the specialized departments in a factory. The mouth is the receiving department where goods are accepted and unpacked. The throat and esophagus are the conveyor system. The stomach is a processing room in which the materials are prepared for use, and so on throughout the whole system. And finally, we have the useful products which go into the body itself, and the waste products which we must eliminate. This whole factory has a continuous conveyor system. The tubes which make up this conveyor system are composed of rings and muscles. These muscles, in their contractions and relaxation, push the material along through the factory, just like the assembly line in an automobile factory. When we start the relaxation at the throat, that is automatically followed by the natural rhythmic alternate relaxation and contraction of the muscle. These contractions occur in waves, always travelling from the receiving room down to the waste disposal departments. The wave of relaxation which we started a few moments ago in the mouth and throat is now moving down through the stomach towards the duodenum. Following the wave of relaxation comes the peristaltic waves. Alternate relaxation and contraction of the muscles down through the stomach, the duodenum, and into the intestine. Your whole intestinal tract is becoming relaxed, and soon these waves will reach through the colon to the rectum. The colon is kind of like a storage bin, just like a waste basket. We don't run to empty a waste basket every time we get something into it. We empty it when it gets full. This is the way your body functions too. These peristaltic waves carry the waste material through the colon and into the rectum where it's stored. As soon as it becomes full, an automatic signal is sent out, and you realize you're about to have a bowel movement. As soon as you have that feeling, you go to the toilet. And when you sit down in the toilet, the contact of your body with the toilet seat automatically sends a signal to the round muscle which keeps the valve closed the rest of the time. This round muscle we call the sphincter. The waste valve we call the anus. When you sit down in the toilet, the sphincter muscle relaxes. It becomes soft and flexible and stretches easily. And these waves of muscular contraction in the colon and rectum force the material out. These waves are working on down through your intestines now. And soon you will feel the urge to have a bowel movement. And when you feel this urge, go to the toilet, sit down and wait. Make no effort. Your body will take care of that part automatically and without effort. Make absolutely no effort. Your body can dispose of its waste material perfectly if you don't interfere. Make no effort at all. Simply sit on the toilet and wait. The act of sitting on the toilet will be a signal to your unconscious mind. The sphincter muscle will relax. The rectum will empty itself easily and automatically. Every time you eat, your jaws automatically tense and relax. Eating is an automatic signal which starts the entire process in motion. You eat. Your throat swallows the food, alternating, relaxing and contracting. The wave-like action proceeds all through your stomach, duodenum and intestines. Soon after eating, you feel the urge to go to the toilet. And when you feel the urge, you go. That act of sitting on the toilet is an automatic signal to the sphincter muscle. It relaxes. The whole muscle relaxes. There's no effort on your part. The whole process is automatic. When you eat, the relaxation starts. Soon after eating, you experience the urge to go to the toilet. You go to the toilet. You go to the toilet immediately when you feel the urge. When you sit on the toilet, that is automatically a signal for the anus to relax and become soft and flexible. Then the colon automatically empties itself. There is nothing for you to do consciously, but go to the toilet when you feel the urge. All the rest happens automatically and naturally. Shortly after you return to waking consciousness, you'll have the urge to go to the toilet. And when you have the urge, you go. And you will have an easy, natural bowel movement. Every time you eat, it is automatically the start of the process that will bring about an easy, natural movement. When you have the urge to go to the toilet, go immediately. Your body will take care of the rest. You will have a bowel movement shortly after you return to waking consciousness, and you'll have another after your next meal. Just stay with your eyes closed and let your mind drift wherever it will. You are aware of everything, yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens, you let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind doesn't need to know and can stay asleep and not mind, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that's happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget. You need not remember what you can forget. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind. And while you're listening, very, very carefully, your conscious mind will not mind what it forgets, because your subconscious mind will remember what it has forgotten. And as you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep and let your subconscious mind listen to me. And it's an incredible fact about your imagination that it can affect your body so strongly. Someone can imagine a time they're embarrassed and found themselves blushing, or can be asleep on a cold night and in a deep dream they imagine warming their hands around an open fire and their real hands respond and become warmer. Your body responds to what your imagination is doing, which is wonderful news. Once there was a beautiful land where the birds would sing. The rays of the sun would glint down through green trees, and everything was life and abundance. However, as time went by, conditions grew harsher. The rains wouldn't always come, and the ground grew hard and barren. And one day a wise man came to the land, and he saw how uncomfortable and difficult life had become for the people who lived there. And this wise man knew of a particular lake of water high in the mountains above this land. And he knew about irrigation. So he enlisted the help of the people of the land, and bit by bit they dug channels and a great pool to hold what they needed. And so they began to encourage a flow of cooling, nourishing water to begin to flow where most needed. And this instantly brought new life to the land, making it flourish once again. And somehow this encouraged the rains so that life and abundance and comfort and calm was brought back to this land, and the birds began to sing again, and once more the land felt young. And now, as I count forward from 1 to 5, you'll allow that energy to rise back up in you. And as you go about your business today, you'll notice yourself looking for even the smallest signs of success. You'll always get what you're looking for. And success breeds more success. 1. Now you find yourself physically stronger and fitter, more wide awake, more energetic, much less preoccupied with the challenges of yesterday, and much more aware of your abilities today. Your nerves stronger and steadier. Your digestion calm and clearer. You more composed, more peaceful, and at ease. 2. You realize you think more clearly, concentrate more easily, and you see things in their true perspective without allowing them to get out of proportion. Every day, finding yourself becoming emotionally much calmer. 3. you feel a greater feeling of personal well-being, safety and security. You begin to discover much more confidence in your ability to do what you have to do each day, and much more confidence in your ability to do whatever you ought to be able to do, easily, optimistically, and happily. 4. And because you're aware these things are happening, not because I say so, not because of some wonderful words I know how to say, but simply because it's the decision you made for yourself, you begin to feel much more contented, much more cheerful and optimistic, as every day you do better and better, as every day, in every way, you do better and better. And 5, eyes open, refreshed, alert, feeling good.